It's not going
to
bode.
Why didn't you get a snack? We went to the bodega.
I don't know. I panicked and you weren't. And so then I decided not to.
Well, I'm full and poor. I don't have any. I don't have any snack money right now.
I feel my blood sugar's low.
Snack supply up here somewhere?
Please, you haven't been introduced yet.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm cranky.
Yeah, Jeff's cranky. Don't talk. Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, welcome to Tough Questions. I'm your host, Jeff Sheen, who's cranky right now. With his co-host, Tim McLaughlin.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day.
And today we're here with guest Joe Nunick. I wrote it down. Joe, great. How are you? You're a tad late.
I think I'm doing better than you are.
Yeah.
You don't seem like you're doing too well.
Yeah, I should have got a little snack.
Jeff also likes our two late guests today.
I was also on time. I went the record to show. I thought I was going to be late.
He was in the building. Yeah.
Okay.
Took me a minute to get up here.
Yeah. And then he got up to our floor, but then he had to take a piss.
I did pee.
And it was a long piss, which made it even later.
Yeah, it was a long piss.
What happened in there? And he goes, zip.
Yeah, what happened in there? Take
kerplunk.
Me yeah.
Well, I was a little dehydrated.
All right.
So I was coming out.
Do you want a sip of my water?
Do you want some of Tim's
water?
Yeah,
can I have some of your water, Tim?
Yeah, here you go. Do not touch your lips on it. I have many diseases. I don't care.
Unscrew, yeah. Welcome to our podcast. This is the water we offer our guests. It's from us.
It's from the bodega downstairs.
We don't even get water for them. You have to drink some of our water.
Yeah.
Drink some of Tim's water. Yeah.
You have to go to the bathroom and fill your hands up.
Did that wet your whistle?
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, I'm ready.
Good. Now you're ready. Let's see. So I'm going to be asking you some questions. You know you're on the grill seat.
Welcome to the grill seat.
Yeah, the TQ grill spot.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Yeah.
Tough questions at the grill seat.
So I'm going to be asking you some questions. I want some true answers. No goofing around.
No being funny.
No weirdo stuff.
If you're funny or try to do weirdo stuff, you're going to get points taken away.
Yeah, Tim's the funny one.
Right.
I do funny stuff.
Fully respect that.
No funny stuff.
I told him Saturday night at Jack's going away party that you didn't go to.
Oh, yeah, that I wasn't at.
Were you cranky that night?
I forgot. I didn't even know it was happening, or was it posted on social media?
I didn't know it was happening either. I showed up.
How did you know?
I just was going to go to the gutter that night, and lo and behold.
Oh, and watch comedy?
Well, hang out with some friends. I'd been out of town.
Tell me you're a newer comic without telling me you're a newer comic.
Right, dude. Nice, Tim.
Guy's only been doing it, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah. And he goes 12. To watch and learn.
Watching and learning. Yeah,
been doing it for 1,000 years.
Tim, who am I?
Maybe I can make a skit out of this.
Yeah.
I hate being in the grill seat.
God, you are in the grill spot.
All right. Jeff's in a mood, too. That is not going to bode well for you.
Yeah, I'm in a mood, so.
This feels like a Guantanamo torture chamber.
You got to get above 5 to do your plugs.
It's fine.
Below a 5, no plugs.
Yeah, the only waterboarding here is us sharing our little bits of water with you.
Yeah. First question. You're single, yes?
I've been seeing somebody.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Wait.
It's true.
I thought you had a girlfriend.
We broke up.
Oh,
they broke up.
Yeah. Thank God I hated her.
Yeah.
I'd never met her.
She was nice. We were just not the right people for each other.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense.
Yeah. I was struggling to keep a conversation going with her, and I was like, wait a minute. This is like the number one thing people look for in a relationship.
Oh, yeah?
Back and forth.
So now you're seeing someone big chatter, huh?
Yeah, she's a big talker.
Yeah, big talker. She never shuts up.
So, all right. Well, you're seeing someone. Let me cross off single then. Seeing someone.
Thought he was going to do his research.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Why are you seeing someone?
To fend off loneliness and also and to be happy and not sad.
Oh, you're
sick. You think that another person is going to bring you happiness? You don't think happiness comes from within?
You're correct.
All right.
All right. So you're seeing someone because you're lonely and sad.
All right. I mean, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, no, and it's not true. You know, I guess why people see people, right? In general, part of it.
I mean, that's what I'm getting. That's what
I do it for financial stability.
You do it for financial stability.
Right, yeah.
I also enjoy her company. And all right. Her.
So you're seeing someone because you're lonely and sad. You want to add any more to this?
And I enjoy her company and I like her.
And he likes her.
Wow.
Okay. That's good. All right. And he likes her. All right. Great.
Jeff underlined and he likes her, which means he really liked that answer.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
That's good.
You're lonely, you're sad, but you like her. So I think this should work.
Have you told each other that you love each other yet, or you only like her?
No.
Do you like her?
I think I like her, yeah.
Wow.
This past relationship, how long was this for?
That was for like 8 months. Went on longer than it probably should have.
Oh, it was only 8 months?
Yeah.
Under a year?
Yeah.
You're fine.
That's what I'm thinking, too. That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
I mean, I got this one brewing for 5 years now. Who knows how much longer it's going to last?
Yeah.
Until one of your hearts goes
out. I mean, she's
been knocking on death's door for years now.
Me? Knock, knock, knocking on death's door. You know?
That's good.
It's funny.
Yeah, anyway. He's allowed to be funny.
I'm allowed to do stuff like that. Anyway, Micah's going to dump me, I think, soon.
No. Let me know.
I don't have any side money coming in. I need side money.
I haven't gotten any
freaking side money.
I would love to fill that void.
She's been in on the ground floor for a long time now.
I know, and she's upset that it stayed on the ground floor. She was hoping the floors would get a little higher as we've been dating.
Yeah, they're not. So when she leaves you, I can't wait to swoop in.
Tommy's got next.
Tommy does not have next.
She said Tommy's got next.
No way, I want next.
Well, you have a wife.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't get a turn.
Tommy's got next.
Jeff should get a turn.
I get a turn.
It's up to Micah, but she said Tommy's got next.
Fine. Yeah. Well, then I want after Tommy.
Well,
I at least want my turn.
I guess you should be allowed to steal Micah from me because Tom stole Maria from you.
That is fair.
So I think that should be allowed.
Yeah.
But Tommy's got next. I'm sorry. I can't even say. Fine, I don't even know what I could do about that.
That's fair. Fine. Anyways. So I'll get my turn after Tommy. But this isn't about me. This is about Joe. Joe, if you could make love to one celebrity, who?
Oh, my God. You get to fucking pork a celeb.
Yeah. Probably that Sydney Sweeney all the kids are talking about.
Oh, God. Sweet really? Rockin',
sweet rockin' jugs.
That's it, Sydney Sweeney?
Well, I'm like a
so
fly.
Current events.
I don't have like a memory past 3
is
months.
Is Gianna ago. Michaels a celebrity?
Oh, you know what? Can I amend it?
What? All right.
Who's that Olivia Rodrigo star chick? She's kind of hot.
That's her name, is Olivia Rodrigo.
What is she, like a pop star?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen some of her reels. She's pretty hot.
Tim, look her up, and I want to judge.
All right.
Yeah, she's got some reels.
Old man Jeff.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Jeff, they're sending me, eBay is now sending me offers for Slowpoke Rodriguez glasses.
That's sick.
On one of our recent Patreons, Jeff was telling us that he got a Slowpoke Rodriguez glass, and they're very rare.
What is a Slowpoke Rodriguez glass?
From Looney Tunes.
Oh,
remember Speedy Gonzalez? He had a cousin named Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah, you guys are a few years older than I am. So it's,
no, we're not.
I'm sorry. I should let Tim
shut
be
up. Olivia Rodrigo. All right.
37 million followers, Jeff.
I think I have a shot. Yeah, I'm building my socials.
Yeah, you've got what? 33,000 here. Look through that, Jeff.
Let me look.
I mean, she's pretty hot. Who would I bang celebrity wise?
Yeah.
I guess Gianna Michaels isn't a celebrity. So.
Who's Gianna Michaels?
Porn star.
Oh, okay. She's not a celebrity?
From the early 2000s.
She just looks like a sweet young woman.
Well, the reels, she does some sort of dance that does something for me.
Sydney Sweeney has dumbass eyes.
Yeah.
Into vampire stuff.
I'm glad I changed my answer.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's pretty hot. That's kind of a mainstream answer,
Jennifer
though.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
From Hunger Games?
Oh, you know what? I bang Alexandria Daddario.
Who's your answer, Jeff?
Bro, the real answer is Angelina Jolie.
Jeff, what the hell?
The real answer. Fuck.
Fucking so Maleficent ass.
Right? That's way better. Look at this child here.
Yeah. She is concernedly.
Yeah. Get yourself a woman. Like Angelina. All right, fine. Next question. All right, Joe. Since we're all love right now. I started on a very lovey note.
Yeah, you did. It was nice.
Yeah. So.
Sweet.
How attractive do you think you are?
Ooh.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's tough. Yeah. Or is this? Hey,
we'll tell you if you're right.
Is this a New York scale of 1 to 10, or like a national scale of 1 to 10?
Whatever you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Because
I think in New York I'm like a 6, but I think in Kansas City I'm like an 8.
You think so?
The only thing that's keeping me back is a little pudge I got on me. And my height. My height's not very good.
Also, your hair doesn't connect right here under your nose.
Yeah.
That'd probably not help.
Yeah, the facial hair could be better. My hair.
Your facial hair could be a lot better. And so could mine, actually. But
yeah. No, I've got a lot of...
I'm in good shape, though.
But every time I go back home, everyone's like obese and fucking an idiot.
It is nice going back to the Midwest, seeing people have to ride little carts around because they're too big to stand.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you think you're a Kansas City 8 and a New York 6?
New York 4, Kansas City 6.
Well, maybe that's what you say.
About Joe.
Yeah.
Course.
I think I'm a Kansas City. I think I got ahead of myself with Kansas City. I think I'm a Kansas City 7.8.
You think you're a 7.8?
Yeah. Because so I don't have the height.
You're right there by 8.
Yeah, I don't have the height.
If all of Kansas City.
Yeah.
You're 7.8.
I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to stand my ground.
All right.
Yeah.
You said 8, though.
Yeah, but then I lost a little bit.
What if you get in shape?
Confidence. If I got in shape, I think I could get up to 8 in Kansas City.
Okay. Well, you did, so I could say can be shook. All right.
Yeah.
Because you said you're an 8, went down to 7.8. Sad.
I'm a 10 in both places because my personality perseveres overload.
Right. You're the personality hire.
I'm like a 9.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
Because I'm not like crazy or nothing, but I'm like a Loki, you know?
Yeah, Loki gay.
From Marvel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Loki.
That actor. Uh-huh. I think I look just like Tom Hiddleston.
I don't think so, but yeah. I look like Tom Hardy, though.
Yeah, you do look like Tom
Hardy. I look exactly like Tom Hardy.
You're Tom Hardy. I'm Tom Hiddleston.
Yes. It's good that you can say the last name perfectly.
What's his actual last name?
Tom Hiddleston,
Is it Middleditch?
Is it Middleditch?
Yeah, no. you're like known sex creep, Thomas Middleditch.
No, that's a different guy.
I said you're like him because you do stuff like he does.
Who's the Loki guy?
Tom Hiddleston.
It's Tom Hiddleston?
But the way you say it, you go Tom Hiddleston.
Because I'm not confident that's what it is.
Yeah, well, that's keeping you out of being a 10.
I thought it was Hiddleston.
It might be Hiddleston.
Is it Hiddleston?
But it was Hiddleston.
We're throwing an S in there.
See, I don't know. That's why I'm saying without confidence.
Love throwing an S in a word, though.
Yeah. You started saying with confidence as if I'm wrong for not having confidence.
All right, let me look.
I'm right for not.
Yeah, because you didn't know.
Yeah, because I don't know, and I don't think it's right.
I didn't know if I was
Tom English. Hiddleston.
It is Hiddleston.
Hiddleston.
Oh, we were right.
Let's see who his wife is.
Picture to Joe.
Yeah, let me see Tom.
Show. Look at that. That is so mean. That is me,
100%.
Right?
100%. Yeah. Just have wide eyes, too.
That's me.
I guess, if they were doing, a recreation where, everyone is played by a more handsome version of themselves.
That's me. I'm Tom Hiddleston. All right.
Tom Hiddleston's, kidnapped. He's like, how long am I going to be in here?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's me. And then Joe is like, like that appendage that was on Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guardo type.
Right, yeah.
All right.
You're like the top of Master Blaster.
What do you fear more? Success or failure?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think they're both scary very equally.
No. I can't have any equals.
You can't have that?
No, I need... Give me one.
Well...
One's at least at 51%.
Yeah, I think... I think I fear failure more, but I think being really successful would be much scarier than having failed. Is that an okay answer? Because I actually believe that.
Okay.
I guess if you actually believe it, it's fine.
Yeah. I suppose that's fine. So, failure, you believe you fear failure more?
Sure.
All right, feels failure.
Damn. I guess my life must be the scariest thing you've ever seen.
No, because I think a successful life is scarier, but I just can't. I know that it's like a oxymoron, but this is a bad answer. This is a bad answer.
It's okay.
Would have been better if you'd had a Snickers before.
It probably would have been a better answer if Jeff was in a better mood.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, you're just giving me failure or success. You're giving me failure, but then you also fear a lot of success.
Yeah, that would be scary.
So where are we at?
My man wants to be middle class.
Yeah, I'm just a 7.8 trying to get up to an 8.
Yeah.
So two wants to be a 10. That's way too much pressure.
Wants to be but I don't know.
So the big success is the pressure, right? That's what you're fearing there?
Well, It's not a real fear because I don't think that I'm going to be vastly successful in a scary way.
Oh, you
but
don't?
I think that that would be a scary life to have.
Why don't you believe in yourself? I still think that
I believe I, you know,
you could pop anytime.
I want to have a certain level of success, but who would want to be like Robin Williams famous? That would be like a nightmare.
You don't want that?
No.
People want that.
Do you want that? Do you want that?
In my mind's eye? No. I'm more of a Robert Duvall type.
Yeah, now we're talking.
What? He's still a movie star. What the hell?
I was telling Tim my goal, my comedy stylings.
Yeah,
before.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like a Nick Swartzen meets Bill Maher. Ugh. What do you think?
Did you say you as well?
I went,
Yeah.
New rule, I drink piss.
Yeah. New awesome. Rule, liberals and fucking Republicans are piss drinkers.
Yeah. So and then you feel failure in the immediate.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do you feel failure in
fear,
the immediate?
Why do I fear it?
Yeah, why?
As opposed to success?
Yeah.
Because success in the immediate is more exciting and failure seems sad and disappointing.
Sad. Oh, that actually ties into the lonely and sad part. Interesting.
It's interesting.
It's cruel what you do.
What?
What? What are you talking about?
It's funny.
What's funny? The fact that you want to succeed, yet you're just terrified of it?
No, he just goes under his breath. He goes, that ties into the lonely and sad thing.
It does.
It does.
It does tie in. You see my arrow? The arrow.
It objectively ties
Show
in.
Everyone the arrow.
Yeah, I got an arrow right here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. What about this one? Are you the type to speak up or keep your head down?
Yeah.
And why?
Say they're putting a bunch of Jews on a train.
Whoa.
What are you doing? You gonna speak up or are you gonna be like, I better not intervene?
I would have to speak up so somebody could hear me over them. Am I right? Oh, no, nope, I'll leave it for Tim. I'm sorry.
What the heck?
Yeah,
that didn't even make sense.
Taking a point off there, is that
negative?
They think
minus
they're going,
two. Oh man, I'm in
they think
now.
They're going to Disney.
Well, they're talking was my logic.
Anti-Semitic.
Yeah,
this is
a
Zionist podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So the question was, am I going to speak up or back down?
Are you the type to speak up or the type to keep your head down?
Yeah.
In general.
In general.
Yeah. Say there's a kerfuffle on the train.
Yeah, kerfuffle.
Guy's hitting a lady.
In this city, keep my head down for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But in Kansas City.
Kansas City, baby, I'm an eight.
Yeah.
In Kansas City. If I'm at like a bar and some guy's being an asshole, I might speak up. I'm not always keeping my head down, but there's so many insane people in New York that I'm often keeping my head down here. Because you don't know what you're going to get out here.
Huh.
I gotcha.
It's almost like there's two Joes.
Yeah. They really
are.
We're learning something. Yeah, in an unconfident, unhot
Joe
New York
gets to Kansas City, he's like fucking Wyatt Earp reincarnated.
Yeah, right? Just this hot roadhouse guy.
Yeah, fucking peacekeeper ass.
Comes to New York, head down, ugly.
Yeah.
100%.
Joe starts saying something in New York, they're like, shut up, ugly. And he's like, oh, I should have kept my head down.
I hear it all the time, every day. Shut up, ugly.
I got to be honest. If I was you, I would have stayed in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You sound great back there.
It's not off the table.
What do you wish your dad said more?
Oh, man. Yeah. What I wish my dad said more?
Mm-hmm.
I bet I know what you wish he said less. Get me another beer.
Yeah. Nailed it, dude.
Oh, Tim.
Nailed it.
No.
Got his fucking ass.
Said more. He did. I mean, because he wasn't like a guy who didn't say, I love you. He said all that stuff.
Oh, he said, I love you? How would he say it?
Love you.
Let me close
love
my you. Eyes. I want to be little Joe.
I love you, Joe.
Love you, buddy.
Did you like it or hate it?
I liked it. I said, this is great. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, thank you, Daddy.
Go blow into your car to get it started.
Yeah. What do I wish he said more?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think I just wish he was around more when I was a kid.
So anything?
Yeah, so anything at all. Yeah. When we were together, he talked. Yeah. He said stuff.
Okay, anything. Wasn't around?
Well, I mean, he was when I was like little, but then he moved when I was like 14. Where'd and then I just stayed at my mom's more, just like further into Kansas, like in the country.
So that you could look hotter?
Yeah. That was what he wanted for me. So yeah. He always had my best interest. My kid's
getting kind of ugly, I got to go to an uglier town.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
He moved to another town. What for? What did he move out there for? Just to be by himself?
He was bad with his money, and I know what that's like. I think he lost his land or something. It was confusing. He like sold his property, but I think it was like to like pay off debts.
1850?
Pretty much. He had land. We had 5 acres. And
he had to sell his land.
He had to sell his land. Yeah. Uh-huh. Pa had to sell his land back in Kansas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Pa had to sell his land, and then he went out.
Imagine if this happened to Superman.
Yeah.
Wasn't he from Kansas?
Yeah.
And he grew up on a bunch of land?
I guess.
Anyway. I thought you were going to go somewhere with that.
I was. I did. But neither of you got it or liked it.
Yeah, you went
to. Listen, sometimes I go places and it bombs.
Yeah, you're right. He goes to bomb places. So your pa sold his land, had to move out further out. Where'd he move to? Ozarks? I've been.
No,
Springfield?
Bonner Springs, Kansas.
Bonner Springs? Yeah. Where's that in relation to Springfield?
It's...
'Cause that's where I've been.
It's like 3.5 hours away from Springfield.
North, south?
North. Well, it's like past Kansas City. It's only like an hour... Or like 45 minutes away from Kansas City.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad, but...
So we can still stop by.
Is it by Independence?
No, that's in Missouri.
That's a good town.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's a terrible town. Okay. Have you... You know what I bet you wish your dad, you heard your dad say?
What?
The bank approved my loan.
Yeah. Well, he ran from the IRS his entire life, and he never paid his taxes, so nothing was like under his name. I don't even know how he sold... his land. I don't know how any of it worked, but
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that actually is cool.
Yeah. It was cool. He like is the one guy who got away with. Well, I don't know. How he got away with it, but he never paid his taxes to the IRS.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Look at that. A dad on the run.
Yeah, he dad was a rambling man.
Dad on the run.
Love that band.
Here's a son. Makes a sketch. All right.
makes a sketch.
Makes fun of everyone.
That's pretty good. Dad on the run.
Dad on the run. I like it. Honestly, I like what you guys are doing here.
All right. Let's see here. What's your dream life at 45?
Dream life at 45.
How old are you now?
32.
All right. So, you're a couple years older than me and Jeff.
My dream life at 45. The one thing I miss the most is like living in a house with like a yard, and like I want the land back. I want some land. I miss a backyard with a fire pit. I want to be a guy with a nice little house, a nice yard. But
house with the yard.
Yeah, but like I can still. I have a career in comedy, but it doesn't require me to try to like be
in
New York or in some city that I don't want to live in long term.
What city do you want to move back to?
Like, I don't know. Probably either back home or somewhere.
St. Louis.
No, not St. Louis. St. Louis stinks.
Oh, you don't want to go hang out at Stew's in St. Louis. Check out Stew's Food and Liquor.
We're sponsored by Stew's.
We're just sponsored by Stew's. Yeah. That's why how's it going for Stew's with the podcast?
It's going great. Yeah. They've never had better numbers.
Yeah, they're popping.
Between us and Uncle Roger.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Roger.
They got Uncle Roger shout out, too.
Oh, okay, nice.
So you want a house with a yard,
yeah.
A career in comedy.
Yes.
So you're writing for Bill Maher.
Yeah. Hanging out with Nick Vatterott writing for Bill Maher.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've envisioned. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And it's you're kind living of that. In Kansas City?
I heard you're writing for disgusting.
Well, you know what
Bill
the dream
Maher.
Is, Jeff? You know what the dream is? I have a house in Kansas City with a yard and all that stuff. But then I've got there's so much money that you can have an apartment here. You got a place over there. Yeah, multiple properties.
This is dream.
Dream World. Wow. Right? What's wrong with Dream World?
All right, you have an apartment in New York.
Yeah.
So you get to come here.
Yeah, exactly.
And then home base is Kansas City.
Sure. You're like a Chad Daniels type.
Yeah, exactly. I want to go Chad, 45.
Okay. Yeah, 45-year-old. We married, kids, dog. Where we
married?
At?
Definitely dog. Maybe, yeah, maybe kids. I don't know.
We should get kids. Chad Daniels on the show, Jeff. He'd be a great get.
Dog. All right, we can try to get him. All right, we got married, dog, kids. Yay or nay?
I don't know.
You're
I'm
45,
on the fence.
Dream.
I guess at 45, yeah, kids.
Kids, he's got them.
Yeah, but what not a lot. Yeah, maybe two.
What are their genders? What are their names and genders?
Their gender, we won't assume gender.
So what are their names? 20. River and Forest?
River, River, and yeah, Fisher.
River and Fisher?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, stealing one of Tim's names, I see. Well, yeah, that's creativity.
Is your middle name? Oh, River is the one name.
River. I'm putting out non-binary names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're always named after something in the woods. Leaf, river,
leaf, bark. Stump.
Yeah.
Maybe Stump and Fisher.
Yeah. It's old old Stumpy.
Can you change
nutty.
River to Stump?
You want Stump?
Yeah. I'll go Stump.
Stump, one of the best grill makers in the United States.
They sponsor the pond?
No. It's Stump? Just a little fact. This guy named Stump, he makes like smokers and grills. They're really expensive.
Is this just like a guy you know in Indiana?
What do you mean?
No, he was on he's on Barbecue Pitmasters.
I love Barbecue Pitmasters.
Yeah.
Fucking rules.
So this is a guy that's on the show that he makes custom grills?
He makes custom smokers and grills, and they're like super expensive, and they're apparently like incredible.
Have you watched Barbecue Pitmasters?
No,
dude, we are also sponsored by Barbecue Pitmasters.
It makes sense at Kansas City, barbecue town.
We love barbecue. I love barbecue.
Is Indianapolis a barbecue town?
No, they're just, people are just fat. Arthur Bryant's, Oklahoma Joe's.
Yeah, you've been.
I've been to all the, what's the other one?
There's a few others, with Gates, but that's,
Gates is
an old one.
I went to Gates.
Stack.
Didn't go to Jack Stack.
Yeah, you didn't miss much.
All right. I've been to Arthur Bryant's, Oklahoma Joe's, and Gates.
These are all the,
those are the staples for
barbecues
sure.
Barbecues in Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to check those out when I'm down there.
I've gotten
Are you going?
I tried a weekend there every once in a while.
Yeah.
Jeff and I are going. Jeff and I are doing a co-headlining thing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's cute.
We're doing it. Jeff's going to headline.
No, I just visit.
Jeff's headlining the Improv. Like travel, I'm headlining the Kansas City Comedy Club.
That'll be awesome.
Same weekend.
All right. You're a religious guy.
You love God.
Well, I'm not. I was raised Catholic, but I'm no longer.
You were raised Catholic?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. It was just all, that was me just BSing.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was raised
Jeff,
Catholic.
Jeff, you were freaking BSing on here?
I was BSing. I didn't know
you were. I didn't know
Catholic.
You were allowed to do that.
In that case.
Yeah, let's do the sign.
Yeah,
right.
sign, do your little there touches.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And around the corner, fudge is made, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, nice. I wouldn't mind eating that fudge.
Yeah, that's right. I crapped in it.
I'm Bill Maher.
I'm Bill Maher, and I crapped in Mary Magdalene's mouth.
Okay, America.
Guy hates religion.
Yeah, he does. He does hate it.
Hey, Jesus, I got some feet to wash for you.
Yeah. Mine, and they're covered in shit.
There you go. Yeah. This is good.
This is good.
All right, okay. Joe.
Yeah.
Top three sins of the seven deadly. What are they?
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, as an exercise, can I list the seven to remember all of them?
Sure. I don't know.
So there's
all seven.
Lust, greed, lust, greed, gluttony, sloth.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Lust, greed, gluttony, sloth. Pride.
Yes.
Is anger one?
Rage, yes.
Wrath.
And then,
wrath, and rage.
Am I forgetting? Lust, greed, pride, gluttony, sloth, anger, jealousy.
Oh, yeah, envy.
Envy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Top three. Now, these could be just top three, that the three that you enjoy, the three that you have a hard time
with. Oh, not like the worst. I interpreted it as like the worst ones.
No, just top three in your mind, wherever you want to go with it. You know,
top
the
three.
Ones in the movie you thought were the coolest murders.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
What is in that box?
Okay, I'm going to rule out sloth because that's like the whale. That sucks.
Don't like the sloth.
No.
You're out on sloth.
I'm out on sloth.
Big on sloth.
Yeah, I like the animal too.
Yeah.
Pride, I think, is one. Pride is interesting because you see it in all like the stories of old. You know, flew too close to the sun. Your wings were singed.
Okay.
There's pride. A lot of stuff with pride.
Pride, you have a lot of pride.
I don't think I have an excessive amount
Kansas
of pride.
City pride.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my town. Yeah.
All right, struggles with pride.
Struggles with pride.
What do you got? What do you struggle with? Gas and light district or whatever?
Power and light? That place power stinks. I'm not district. Proud of that part. I'm proud of the other parts.
All right.
Pride is interesting.
Prideful man.
Pride loves it.
Envy. Yeah. Who doesn't like a good like revenge? Well, that's jealousy.
I mean,
wait, is revenge one of them?
Maybe it's revenge.
Is revenge one of them?
I think revenge would be with envy.
Okay, I'll throw that in with envy.
You want envy?
Wait, no, that seems different, though.
Jeff's very envious of people.
Yeah, envy probably hits me, too.
Yeah, okay. Envy's
terrible combo, too. Sloth and envy.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do to solve your problems.
Yeah, envy. Too lazy to do anything about it. A real curse to have those two.
Pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, sloth.
Can I just look at the list?
Yeah, you can look at it.
Yeah, look at that list. You got two more to choose.
All right,
from.
All right.
Two more tasty
I thought sins. He picked one. Picked two already.
Yeah,
no,
he picked pride.
He picked pride.
Oh.
I
thought he picked envy.
No, he didn't pick. He's still on the fence on envy.
Yeah, because I was thinking of revenge.
I'd pick lust so I could get some fucking pussy.
Gluttony, yeah. Gluttony and sloth are like very closely related. I'm going to roll both those out. Pride.
I'd pick gluttony I think and greed. Lust so I could eat as much pussy as I want.
Wait, anger's not one.
And I would pick envy because I'm envious of you.
Yeah, that's right. This guy's over here anger's, fucking filling up on pussy.
Anger's not even one of them. So
that'd be wrath. Right,
wrath is
oh,
angry.
Wraths. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll go pride, greed. And an envy.
And wow. Envy.
Those are the most interesting ones to me. Because
pride, greed, and envy.
Guy envies the NBs.
Wow.
And is that something?
Wait, what?
Envies and NBs.
Oh,
it rhymes. It just like rhymes, yeah.
God, I don't think that's anything.
All right. Well, you think about it.
Pride, greed, and envy. Mm-hmm. All right. It sounds like a COO.
Yeah.
Not the CEO.
Chief Operating Officer.
Pride, greed, and envy. Yeah, okay. All right. I got it. Yeah.
All right. That's there good. We go. I'll write that. I'll put that in parentheses.
That's pretty good.
COO.
It's always tough putting a parenthesis next to the C because you never really know when your parentheses start.
That's true.
You have lost it.
In what way?
That's a great point.
I'm delirious.
You're off now.
Oh, I was on about the gluttony.
You didn't like the parentheses thing?
What's that?
You didn't like the parentheses thing?
He's swinging out.
What about the gluttony lust thing was pretty good.
That was pretty good. All right, that was good. Yeah.
And Joe didn't laugh, but I think he was
I think
deep
I was,
in
yeah, what did you say about that?
I said I'd want to combine gluttony with lust so I could eat as much pussy as I want.
Well, that's pretty good, yeah.
Then you got Dandy. Greedy with envy, envy.
Well, you got, listen, I'm trying.
Greed.
Yeah,
hey Jeff, I'm not out here. I'm not out here BSing around. I'm actually trying for the freaking pod.
I'm not BSing.
You just said you were BSing.
I never BS.
Guys, listen. Nobody got a snack. I think we should just white knuckle it.
I am cranky.
I ate three bowls of cereal this morning. I am fucking fine.
I had a bowl and a half.
And you feel good after that?
Yeah, I felt great. I also had four cups of coffee.
What cereal, yeah, dude?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, of course.
Three bowls? Or yeah. You didn't? Okay, wow.
Cinnamon Toast. I'm over here eating Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Baby.
That's crazy.
You're a baby.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Those are both babies. It's fine.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one cereal. Lucky Charms is for fucking babies.
No way. Lucky Charms.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is not for much older children than
it's
Lucky
for adults. It's an adult cereal.
No, it's not. Cinnamon Toast.
Oh, if it's not for adults, why was
it's
it
for 9 year olds? Yours is for 5 year olds.
Yeah, right.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch was right. Mine was right next to Special K, which is for old people.
You're freaking a baby.
Okay, so this is how cereal goes: Special K, old people. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, adults.
No, you're missing Honey Nut Cheerios. And,
also for babies.
Honey Bunches of Oats. And those are for adults.
Yeah, there's so many adults. Yeah, you're in the baby cereal.
You're a baby.
You're a baby. All right.
What kind of cereal do you like, Joe?
Have some more water.
Wait. Shut up.
Give him some more water. Our guest is thirsty. Let's see here.
Dude, you remember French Toast Crunch? That shit ruled. Did you ever have that?
Yeah, I remember French Toast Crunch. It was delicious.
Thank you, Jeff.
It was good. And you know what I had recently? Churros, the churro ones.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Not very good.
Just do Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I would if I was a baby.
Shut up, baby. All right, moving on. What is the best McDonald's menu item?
Ooh, oh, wow.
Great question.
I have an answer.
Okay.
Of course you do.
Well, breakfast, of course, is
Wait, hold on. Let me ask me.
Yeah, go ahead. Like I love McDonald's.
I'm going to go breakfast as well.
Do you, well, you can pick one from each. Do you... Do you use the app? You're losing money if you don't use the app.
No, but I only go when I'm like on a road trip.
Oh. Road trip.
Yeah.
Eating some Donald's. What a day you have.
Yeah, Donald's. Yeah, it's great. I'm going to go number two on the breakfast menu, which I believe is the sausage, egg, and cheese. Is it the McMuffin? Is it the biscuit? Which one is it? It's a. It's the one is the English muffin. Yeah. What's that called?
An English muffin.
The McMuffin.
McMuffin. The McMuffin.
Yeah.
Sausage McMuffin?
Yeah, sausage McMuffin. Sausage number McMuffin. Two, that's my go-to.
Nice.
All right.
What's bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, of course, is the number one answer for
bacon,
breakfast.
Bacon, egg, and cheese bagel?
With no egg, of course.
At McDonald's? They have a bagel on the menu?
Yes, they put some kind of breakfast sauce on it that's incredible.
Oh, that's a new one. That's like a crazy new one.
Really the best bagels...
That's absurd.
The best bagels in New York are at McDonald's. Also...
Oh, my God.
Also, the best menu item? McRib, of course, my good bitch.
You are ridiculous.
But the one I get the most, McDouble.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'm want to do a lunch item?
Yeah, just a McDouble. I'll just throw it in there real quick. Right, nothing crazy.
All right.
McDouble's a perfect burger.
Yeah, exactly.
For fast food. Not in general.
Let's see. The breakfast item was I was looking for McGriddle.
Jeff, that's wrong.
I do
it's
like
bacon,
the McGriddle.
Egg, and cheese bagel.
Yeah, it's got all this.
It's not bacon, egg, and cheese
stuff.
Bagel. It's great.
Bacon, egg, and cheese bagel with no egg.
That's insane. You should be arrested for that.
And then when they, put egg on it, you walk back up there in a huffy mood and you say, I can't eat this. I have an egg allergy. It'll fucking kill me.
Oh,
and then
what's on it? Just bacon and cheese?
Bacon and cheese and the breakfast sauce, of course, that I don't know what it's made of, but it's incredible.
That's the saddest sandwich.
Dude, one day I did go up. They put egg on my... And if you get the app, it's buy one, get one. So...
I can't believe Micah listens to this all day. It's crazy.
She does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they put an egg on mine. And I went up and I go, I can't eat this. This will kill me. And then...
Which is a lie.
And then I went back and I started eating it without the egg. And I was like... Right, because they just took the egg off and then put it back. I go, if the egg touched it, I can't eat it. Which was
is it a real allergy or do you just don't?
No,
like
I was lying.
He's making it up.
Why don't you like eggs? You just don't like them?
I just don't like the McDonald's eggs that much. Like I like eggs and fried rice and stuff, but I don't like the folded McDonald's egg. I think it's gross. But anyways, I was lying to them, and then I was eating later. I was like, why did I do that? I was like, that was fucking insane. It was insane.
To say that you'll die if you
it's because you're a baby. That's why.
No, it's because I don't
baby breakfast.
It's because I become an old man that's like they should do their job right.
Yeah, you're just a baby to eat baby breakfast. Let's see here.
It's a hard job.
What?
It's a hard job.
We're going to McDonald's?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, especially the one here in Herald Square.
Yeah, that sucks.
Which I did that at, which was insane.
It's insane of you to do that.
It was crazy.
It is wild.
Yeah.
Joe, do you dance?
Oh.
Why or why not?
I'm at a wedding, I'll dance.
Or are you dancer?
Yeah.
Like, I'll dance at a wedding, you know?
Oh,
that's about it.
Weddings, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, go to a nightclub. Or something.
You never just want to go to a nightclub, blow off steam.
You're never hanging out with Kev at a nightclub, dancing around.
Yeah.
Our boy Kev loves to dance,
and I'm intimidated by like salsa class, something like that.
Why is that?
Because it seems like everyone will be hotter and better at it than me, and I just I think I am an insecure dancer.
Insecure
you can
dancer.
Put that down. Yeah.
Right. And you think everyone's going to be hotter than you?
But if in a salsa
back,
dance?
You said you were at Kansas City.
Salsa dancing in Kansas City, I'd have a better shot for sure.
When next to Reddit, wedding, right? Put alcoholism.
What did he just say?
Are we human or are we dancers?
He had a malfunction.
He had a malfunction. It ended in the word alcoholism, which is perhaps telling.
Jeff, what if.
Go on, ask your next question.
I think it's the water. Your water's making me more dehydrated.
I'd said next to wedding, right, alcoholism.
Why?
Yeah.
Because he has to get drunk to
dance. I have to get drunk to dance.
Oh, okay.
That's what you were trying to say? That's crazy that that's what you were trying to say.
You have no function. But
Whatever, man. Sometimes you just have a malfunction. I don't want to, but sometimes I do.
Oh, God.
I'm learning disabled.
Oh, my stomach kind of hurts. I never laughed this hard.
He also never works out. That's why his stomach hurts from laughing.
Shut up, fat boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. This is too much. All right. Tim really got me with that one.
Yeah, get a couple.
I love when you have a malfunction.
Well, it happens.
I hope he has another one. That would be awesome.
Am I? And I, hey, this is my third pod today.
Really?
Yeah.
We did one with Anthony. Then we did our Patreon episode. This is the third
Which you can listen to at patreon.com/toughquestions.
So I think Tim's a little delirious, and that cracked me up. I'm not cranky anymore.
I have to do like another podcast when I get home.
Holy smokes, you talking little man.
I know. Right. I loved it, but a good thing I love to chat.
Yeah, you are a chat box.
Chatty Cathy.
Love talking.
Would you rather see the world in 100 years or 1,000 years?
Oh, yeah. Which one?
You get to see what it's like.
I mean, we're on the
thousand
way.
By a mile.
You want 1,000?
Yeah, I'll take 1,000.
Why don't you want 100?
Because 100 I have a bad feeling about.
Oh,
but 1,000, that's enough time to for a full reset.
Such a hacky take.
What do you mean?
The world's ending.
Oh, I don't think it's ending.
They'll figure it out.
Get them, Tim.
In 100 years... I just would be more interested to see what it looks like in 1,000 with the space crazy stations on the planet,
yeah.
Flying cars,
space crazy
and crazy android pussy and stuff. I want to see that stuff.
Oh yeah,
1,000 years.
Did you say android pussy? You're dirty.
Don't.
You talked to me about that.
I've heard of being dirty. I've heard of.
Have I had any plus points in this podcast?
Dirty. They're all up here.
Yeah,
you'll never know what they are.
No,
I only see the negative.
I've heard of mannequin pussy, but android pussy. All right,
nice Tim. He's back.
Thanks. You guys listen to Mannequin Pussy?
No.
Good band. I went and saw him with Patreon subscriber Tom Takar. It was a wonderful concert.
So what do you think the world's going to look like in 100 years? You don't want to see it. What do you think? Describe it for us.
I just think it'll be like fucked up and hot.
Everyone's canceled.
But everyone's canceled. The sea level be up, and we haven't figured out how to do that yet. But then I think plus 900 more years, we're like, okay, yeah, it's hot, and we fucked it all up. But now
we live on rafts.
We've got a cool dome. We got the dome up.
Yeah.
And it fucking rocks inside the dome.
Okay. We're all like lizard people.
Whoa.
And that's fine too.
We lay on rocks.
And I would like to see that too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of sloth.
But in 100 years, there's people that are still like us basically, but they're just like, it's like shitty, you know? It's like hot.
I bet it's a lot more action.
I bet it's cool. Yeah, I bet it's cool like that awesome movie Jeff and I saw, Mortal Engines.
That movie rules.
What was Mortal Engines
about? Mortal Engines was when countries were big cars and people lived on the big car countries and they drove around.
Oh, I remember that when that came out. I never watched it.
And they ate little towns. It was so stupid.
Yeah, it fucking
that sounds
sucked.
Awesome.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. Watch Mortal Engines.
I can't wait. I definitely will.
I kept telling Jeff. Jeff and I were on the road doing some gig, and I kept telling him, I'm like, this movie's gonna suck. And he goes, it looks good. I go, it looks terrible. And then we went and saw it.
It looks good.
He thought it looked
good. That
was
like a big city's eating little towns.
It was so bad.
What a cool movie that was. All right.
It's a good idea.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor for family.
For liberal cities devouring the middle of the country.
You know? What about this one? Let's see. Give me the, of all of your close friends, all right, tally them all up. You know,
it's not going to take you long.
Yeah. But get a picture of them all.
Yeah.
Now, could you break down the percentage, break in percentage terms, what is their ethnic makeup?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
You've got 10 friends. What percentage?
Yeah, I would say if we had to break down the ethnic makeup, it would be 40% German.
Oh, wow. Okay.
20% Irish.
Okay.
Let's do 10% Dutch.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. What are we? How many percentages are we at? 40,
that's 50, at 70. 60,
70. We got 31%.
We're at 70.
Yeah.
These are my close friends.
Their
ethnic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 30% more.
Be very careful with this 30%.
Yeah.
We'll do 10% English, no, British Isles, including, you know, Wales and, and everything.
Oh, sure, Scotland and Wales.
Yeah. Okay. Great Britain.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, I would say the other 20% are some of the most progressive races out there.
Italian kids are
Italian.
That's people of color.
Oh, do 10% Italian. And then the last 10%, we go 1% at a time for these. 1%, let's see, Pakistani.
Oh, okay.
1% black. No, I would like to go 3% black.
Wow.
Oh, and then I would like to dedicate my next 7% to Mexicans and or all of Latin America.
Oh, wow, okay, so that's 11%.
Oh, wait, I didn't include any
Asians.
11. Actually, I need to take one away. I don't have that many English background, but you never know people's makeup, ethnic makeup. I would like to take 1 point away from German and put that into the Chinese bucket if I could.
You're at 101%.
No, I took away a point from
German and added one.
Yeah.
But
I thought I was 100.
You had 10% left and you did 11% at
6% Hispanic.
Yeah,
you had 1% Pakistani.
Jeff, add it up real quick. See if I'm right.
You're right. So 6% Hispanic.
Yeah, because I definitely can't.
I'm like a Rain Man. Yeah,
take one away from Mexican because I can't lose one on German. I have to. Go lower than 39.
So we got three: German, Dutch, Irish, British, and then 1% Pakistan, Chinese. All right. No further questions. All right. Let's see here.
I would say my friend makeup 80% Filipino.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
0.5% Indian, of course. And the rest white.
Yeah.
You know,
that checks out.
Black guys count as white in my mind.
That's true.
It's Filipino and white basically to me. That's all I really see.
Yeah, I'm about the same. Yeah, I'm exactly the same. All
right. You guys are the same.
Yeah, we're exactly 100% the same.
Yeah, okay, right on.
let's see. What about this?
I think mine was good. I think I felt good about it.
No, sure, Great. Yeah, I think it was totally true and great.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's missing in your life?
Oh, my God. You have so much, but what don't you have?
Yeah, what the heck are you missing?
Yeah,
missing something? Something's... Something's missing.
So remember earlier when you said you were just lonely and sad?
Yeah.
But now you've got a woman. What else are you missing?
Well, I didn't say I was lonely and sad. I said that helped fend off lonely and sadness. But what's missing?
What's missing?
Besides a real credit.
Do you think that fill your heart?
No, but it is missing. You know what? This is going to be a lame answer, but you know what? Nature. I think I'm missing. I miss camping and like being out and the fucking off my phone that ruins my life. And and the woods, you know, you miss the woods, Tim, ever?
No.
Oh, okay.
Woods, nature, greenery. Yeah.
That's what's missing in my life.
Yeah.
That and the credit.
I like floating.
River Phoenix?
I like River Phoenix. Loved River Phoenix. My Own Private Idaho, one of my favorite movies. But I used to love floating down the river.
Yeah, I miss the float trip so much.
Yeah. All right.
Getting hammered
on a float trip.
Yeah.
Nothing better in the world.
Yeah.
Get your Bluetooth, your waterproof JBL.
Yeah.
On the float.
And he's out there. He's like, the rock ain't shit.
You're throwing beads at a girl. She's pulling her tits out on the river.
Oh yeah.
Whoa! What the heck? You don't know what goes on over there?
Yeah, you don't know about the river culture?
No.
Yeah.
Is this Ozarks?
Oh, these
Arkansas Ozarks, all over
Delaware, the Delaware,
the South, all over the South.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to take another trip.
Delaware, huh? They're doing that on the Delaware?
You throw these beads to bitches, they're showing their tits all over the damn place. Yeah.
It is nice. Where are you getting that from?
I'm telling you,
man. I heard it from Joe.
Yeah, beads.
Out of Delaware?
I don't know about the Delaware. I don't know about that. I don't know about the river that George Washington crossed.
Yeah.
He crossed it to get beads away.
Yeah, that's why he was doing it. And they're like, it's so freaking cold. He goes, shut up and show them. Or I'll throw my fucking wood teeth at you.
Did it take their corsets off to...
Yeah.
Those nips are going to be so
hard. A lot of work.
Took damn forever to get them back in.
Oh, yeah. Horny George.
Horny George.
What sport would you want to be a star at?
Oh.
Ooh.
You're a star. The announcers. Up next, we got Joe Swinging Nunnick.
And I can have a different body to accommodate being good at this sport?
Yeah, it fits you. Yeah, all right. You're a star. You're a star.
You're a star, brother.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I would go football because they've got.
You're already not using your brain.
I'm already not using my brain. A little CT is not going to make a huge difference. They got 17 games in a season. Baseball is like 400 games. Basketball is too many games.
Oh.
And then you get the nice off season where you can do stuff.
Yeah.
And
you can do a bunch of stuff you won't remember in your fucking 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't want to play more than like a year. I'd get brain dead.
You'd be a star for a year?
Actually, yeah. You know what? Golf. If you were like a great golfer, that would rule. I suck at golf. I can't even get the ball off the ground. I'm going to go golf. Right.
Golf is right.
And you could look exactly like you look right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
You don't need to change nothing.
Right.
I mean, look at John.
With the jacket? Could you imagine the green jacket? Oh,
look at John Daly.
It's like a gentleman's thing. Oh, I'm taking golf. 100%.
All Anytime you see a guy with his hand like this on TV golfing, it's because he's got a cigarette in there.
No.
Really? Yeah. In the old days?
Yeah, you see.
They don't do that anymore. Now they're all like athletes about it.
Yeah, they're always working out. Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, so you're a golf guy. What would you want to be your specialty? Driving?
Short Chipping. Game?
You know what? Short game. Because, that's when it's like everyone's really watching. It's like, all right, for birdie, for the title, you know?
Oh.
And then it's like, because a drive, you know, whatever. Anybody who drives a golf ball, you see it go off. That could be, I can't tell a good drive from a bad drive until you see where it lands. But the putt, you got the camera tracking the ball all the way into the hole. I'm going to go short game.
Short game, putt. He's a putter guy.
Then he can say stuff like, why do I need to be taller? My short game's so good.
That would rock. God, that would be cool.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah. Merch.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm going to keep that for my Etsy store.
Yeah. Dude, just make an old t-shirt Etsy store.
I know, I really should.
I
have so many good t-shirt ideas.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
You're an ideas guy.
I'm an ideas guy. I just don't do anything with them. I got so many fucking... I gave you a great idea that your manager said was bad. I think you should fire your manager. You.
What idea?
What?
The fucking one on the train.
I still want to do that.
You want to do it? I thought you said your manager said to not do it.
I think...
What was the idea?
The idea was like, you know those videos where it's like a guy is like drawing somebody on a train? It's like, I drew a picture of you.
Oh, I think you told me this. And it's like a really shitty picture.
No. It's a picture. So it's like either a woman. I think it's funny if the woman is drawing a picture of a man and the man is under the table. She draws a picture of the man under the table.
Yeah.
And she's taking a shit on a glass table and he's underneath it. And he goes, oh, what is this? And she goes, it's called Getting Your Eggs Danny Thomas Style. And then he goes, oh, I've heard of that. That's very cool. And then he thinks it's awesome.
Yeah, so I pitched that to my man. I pitched that to my manager, and let's just say he didn't love it.
I think it's funnier if a woman does it. Than a man drawing a picture of a woman.
Yeah, like, can it be anything? Can the drawing be anything?
That's what I'm still latched onto, because like, I think it could just be a girl with like big tits or something.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's a simpler version than
Egg Day. It's a guy drawing. And
I
then
do
he shows
think.
It. Yeah,
I do think Tim's is the funniest, but
I mean, what? Okay. Jeff,
it's also very hard to draw that.
It is hard to draw.
It's a lot to draw.
I'll get someone on Fiverr to do it. It's hard to draw, but also like one that's funny is a stick figure of a lady with big tits, and she's got a big smile, and like she's got like a buzzed head, but then he draws her hair in like
photorealistic detail.
No, that'd be funny, but I would say pigtails, but she's got no hair.
What?
I didn't follow.
Anyway,
you lost.
Bottom line is the funniest idea is that someone is shitting on a table over the other person.
Yeah, that is for sure the funniest version of that. The eggs Danny Thomas style makes it into like a really arcane reference.
Arcane reference that only people in Memphis really understand. But
be huge in Memphis. Yeah, it would require a tremendous amount of pre-production.
If you're watching this on YouTube right now, comment,
so much effort to do
comment in the comments if you've ever heard of Getting Your Eggs Danny Thomas Style. You're as obsessed. A disgusting Bill Maher, you would like that.
I, as a disgusting Bill Maher, new rule, I like it.
Danny Thomas was a Danny Thomas was a philanthropist. He has a children's hospital named after him in Memphis, and also I think that's the international, like the Memphis International Danny Thomas Airport or whatever.
I think this is like the third time you've talked about this on the podcast.
Every other time I talk to Tim, he brings up Eggs Danny Thomas stuff.
It's so funny to me.
Anyway.
That the guy loved hookers shitting on glass tables, that they call it getting your eggs Danny Thomas style. It's so great. Imagine, Jeff, that you get so famous that someone makes whatever you're the thing you about what you do with your butt a name. They call it the Jeff Sheen, and it's like,
would you like the McDonald's eggs if they were done Danny Thomas style?
I think a little sloppier would be good for me.
All right. Do you believe in God? Why or why not? And while you mull this over, what about this for the Jeff Sheen? I've already told you this. You can put this on your Etsy store.
Okay.
Butt plugs with interchangeable tails.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it's good.
Horse tail.
I think they have
raccoon
that.
Raccoon tail. You can swap your tails out.
Yeah.
I don't think they have it.
Elephant tail. Pin the tail on the Jeffrey.
That's good.
Jeff's at a party, just bent over. They give you one of the tails. You got to try to find his ass. You know?
Yeah, it's like a tail with a pin, and you have to like hit it right in the middle.
Would it be different animal tails? Like you have like a horse tail and like
different bunch of different animal tails. Yeah. I think this would sell.
It would be a good series. You want to collect them all.
I don't know how it would go with my T-shirt store, though.
Fine, whatever.
My T-shirt store. Have I told you my idea for my T-shirt?
No.
It's a fat kid. And he's sitting on the ground and he's eating a bomb pop, red, white, and blue bomb pop. Also, he's in all American clothes.
So, a photo or a drawing?
This is a drawing.
Okay.
And he's in all American clothes, his little guts hanging out of his American shirt, probably collared shirt, I'm imagining, and American flag shorts. And it says, "These colors don't run."
I like it.
It's a good idea.
I honestly think it's not bad.
Add it to your store.
Micah was like, "What even is that?" I'm like, "God, you just don't like fun."
Micah doesn't have
You can commission me. I could illustrate that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll
get a drawing.
But no, God. No, no.
I'll give you.
No, God.
No. I do think. Don't write no, God. I thought that would. I don't know. Obviously, no one knows. But I think that there is something.
Maybe one of those.
I think that there's something on the other side of all of this.
Of course.
There some is. Sort of.
You think a puppet world where master. People are getting their eggs Danny Thomas style was created by a freaking god?
Yeah, dude. 100%.
All right, he's hitting me with a maybe. Jeez.
No, agnostic, no. I'm saying yes. Put yes.
Yes?
Yeah. I
think you there's believe some... in our Lord and Savior?
No, not our Lord Jesus and Savior. No, not that. I think there's something out there that's on the other side that's...
Yes.
I would like to believe that after we die, we get to keep chatting.
Yeah?
I love to chat. I'm going to be the most annoying old person.
You really are. You're almost there already. All right, last question. Final question. You made it to the end.
You've done it, Joe. Right.
What stand-ups got you into comedy?
Who are your guys?
Ooh, that's good. What stand-ups got me into comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Who are your guys?
Well, this is... I got a lot of problematic answers here.
That's
obviously
good.
Louis was very big at the time mm-hmm. when I got into stand up. Mm-hmm. Loved Louis. Mm-hmm. Woody Allen.
Anderson or CK?
Anderson, no, CK.
Oh, okay.
My stepdad gave me a Woody Allen lost years of stand up. He did stand up for like 4 years in the 60s.
Oh.
And I loved the Woody Allen double album. And that was inspiration. So Woody and Louis.
Joe's a big separate the art from the artist guy.
Yeah, for real.
Sometimes you gotta.
Who else you got on there? Bill Cosby, Vince Champ?
Yeah, Bill Cosby. Trying to think.
Give me one.
We need one.
I'm trying to think pre-stand-up, because after I started stand-up, I got like, I was inspired by like other people.
Joe.
Nate Bargatze.
Oh.
But that was after I started. Before? Throw in Seinfeld. 18. Fine.
Ah, rats.
Wow. Yeah.
Turn right down the bill.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. We got Seinfeld. Woody Allen, First Woody Allen. That's good.
Is that true?
I think it is.
Wow.
That
is our first Woody Allen. So that's our good. First brave oh. guest.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Check out his one album, Stand Up.
All cool. right. Believes in God. Praise him. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Praise him on high.
Loves nature. His friend makeup. Questionable.
This is an honest
wedding.
Answer.
Wedding. Best.
Very supremacist, I felt like.
Let's see. What? Dream life at 45. Beautiful. I like that. Let's see. Pride, envy, greed. I'm gonna, you know, Joe. I'm gonna give you an 8.
Hey,
that's pretty
Kansas
good.
City 8.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, Kansas City 8. Yeah.
You're lucky. I got Jeff in a good mood by having a freaking malfunction.
Yeah, I think Tim.
That made me start.
Tim is to thank for a lot of this. I think.
Yeah. I was cracking up at him. alcoholism.
That's just what he sounds like all the time.
I'm going to be honest. When you guys were laughing at me, I'm like, I don't know why they're laughing. I said that fine. I thought in my head I said
you did
it.
Act like you didn't do anything wrong, yeah. Which was crazy, too.
I thought it, I'm going to have, yeah, I'm gonna have to fucking listen back to this because I thought I said it okay.
Oh, dude, not even close.
I'm going to fucking have a gun in my mouth.
Oh, no.
I'll be like, try to talk now, stupid.
Anyways, you get to do your little plugs.
My little plugs. When does this come out?
Like 2 weeks. Not this week, but next week.
I'll be at the Comedy Corner Underground in Minneapolis, May 24th and 25th.
May the 24th and 25th be with you.
That's right. Nice. And then I've got a podcast myself with your former intern.
My former protege.
Trent Mabry. That's at Echo Chamber Pod, Echo Chamber Podcast.
I've been on it. It's a fun show. It's very funny.
We'll get you on it.
I don't want to do it.
But yeah, so there's that. And then socials at Joe Nunnick on TikTok.
Spell your last name.
At Nunnigram on Instagram. My last name is Nunnink. So if you look that up, you can find it.
Nunnick.
A lot of
and I make little skits, and you can follow my check out my little skits.
What is that? What is Nunnick?
Good skits. People
apparently
like
it's
the skits.
Dutch/Belgium.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right. But it's right on the border.
Yeah, you're a little right bit there.
Of, yeah.
So all wait, right. If this comes out next
what's
week.
Sheen? English? Irish. German. Irish, right? Sheen?
I think it's German, I think. As far as I know.
Oh my God, you're in luck.
What?
If you're listening to this the day it comes out or the Saturday after and you're in Springfield, Massachusetts,
yeah,
you'll be able to see me headline the White Lion Brewery.
Wow.
And I'll be getting a crisp $300.
Nice.
That's right.
Springfield in where?
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts.
And hopefully Graham K. will allow me to borrow his car.
Oh, that's great.
He said he was real drunk once. Mm-hmm. And he said, you can borrow my car anytime you want.
Oh, no.
So I'll be asking.
Yeah, you got him. You got him by the short and curlies.
And if you are a listener of this podcast and you are a listener of the Great Hang Podcast and you live in Colorado, the Great Hang Podcast will be headlining the Vail Comedy Festival. So if you want to get your tickets to the Vail Comedy Festival Memorial Day weekend, check it out and use the code HANG.
Nice.
Great. All right. And I'm always at New York Jeffrey. Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow.